Tuesday morning, I'm Rob Hackelow, along with Lisa Zizian. And on Tuesday mornings, it is our Tech Talk segment. Will deleting FaceApp protect your privacy? That's the topic. David's here. David, good morning.
Yes, here I am. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, FaceApp. So this is that app that you can upload a photo of yourself and it ages you.
It turns you into an aging Russian.
which is exactly what I want to look like.
Yeah.
I'm aging well enough on my own. Thank you. I don't need an app to help.
So, yeah, everybody has talked about this. I mean, obviously, a lot of people, famous people, TV news people, they all did this. And then people went on after that and said, you guys are all idiots. Basically, they went on and people were making fun of people for doing it.
Yes, they were.
So you saw that, too. I saw. OK, so what is the whole thing behind this, David? What have you found out or know?
So, well, what we know now, and this has come out just recently again, is that it was not what everyone thought it was, that the Russians were stealing all your photos off your phone and doing all the things that you would not want them to do with your information. It really is an app that does just what you just described, Rob. It helps you age, apparently how you're supposed to look in the future, but it really isn't, if you were to read anything about how we age. But The initial warnings that the app steals all your images without asking are baseless, and they were eventually retracted. The problem with this is that, yes, it's been created by a Russian developer, which is good or bad, without any evidence that this app has done anything wrong. It's hard to hold anything against the app. But the problem is, like every other free online service that we get or free online app that we download, they have a terms of service that paints a grim picture. So none of us read the terms of service.
No, of course not.
It's pages and pages and pages of information that, for the most part, we don't understand it.
Yeah, we just, if I can click accept.
Yes, just scroll through.
Click accept. Okay.
Yeah, I want to get to this thing and get it working to see what it's like, see if I like it. But
yeah, because I got to post
it. Once you've done
that,
you've accepted. Yes. Once you've done that, you've accepted the terms of service. And just some of the words in their terms of service are, and what concerns folks is that you grant FaceApp a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sub-license license to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, translate, or whatever they want to do with the photo that you worked with.
Yeah. Forever. You're right. Why does it have to say all that gobbledygook? Why doesn't it just say, click here and we can use this photo however we want forever?
The challenge with this is that it's not just the use of the photo, but they are using some information that helps track what we do, so that, like any other free app, they have to monetize this in some manner. So they're selling that information, your information, to other vendors to do targeted advertising back towards us again, like everybody else. That's exactly what this whole thing is about, targeted advertising.
Yeah.
The FaceApp part of it is the easy part.
The advertising,
By using this, you've actually accepted their terms of service that grants them perpetual, irrevocable use of anything that you use as a picture to age with.
All right, so what about, some people were saying that maybe the photos that you send in on the app could contain other data about where the photo or when the photo was taken. Is that kind of stuff that they could use?
Yeah. Yes, it is, and that's one thing that people don't think about all the time. Even though they say it's anonymized data, and they really can't tell where it's coming from, that's a bunch of hooey. They can tell exactly where it's coming from, right back to the IP address of where you logged into the internet. So they may not know that it was Mr. Lisa and not Lisa who did it, but they're going to know exactly where they are, what their address is, and they can pretty much figure out based on your history as to who you are.
But am I not controlling that already somewhere I'm using iPhone, in my iPhone. Am I not saying, hey, don't record where I am, where this photo was taken? How do they work around that?
Once you get into FaceApp, you've lost that control. Once you've accepted their app, they, in fact, have control over where you go.
Wow. Okay.
They know where you've been, and if you've been good or bad.
Oh, boy.
So what is like Santa?
I guess. Although Santa,
I know, seems a lot nicer than these people.
Yeah. Okay. So what is the bottom line? I mean, some people were saying, I guess, that the Russians don't really care about you anyway. So, is it something to be worried about, or should we only use U.S. created apps? Or
I don't think it's the app or the creation of the app or the developer or where they're logistically located. It's all about having the control of your data and reading the terms of service before you actually connect and start using that app. You have to understand, we have to understand as users and consumers, what these people are doing with our information. Now, Rob, I just said is it really a concern if the Russians know about us and all that and have our information? We're looking at the 2016 elections and the 2020 elections, and it's all about Russia. So if they can use these types of apps to sway the way we see the government in this country, mm-hmm. wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, well, so, you bring up a good point. I think that's something that everybody has to be concerned about, because it wasn't necessarily... the easier part is not to break in and change people's votes, but to use social media to come up with false attacks or things that you will get angry with and respond to. And it seems to be about getting people riled up now.
Exactly right. And for whatever their reasoning might be behind it, that's what's happening on social media. You can see that almost every day when you're on social media.
Yeah, but I know.
Face app may not be all that bad, but let's not forget one lesson. Free apps always want something in return. Nothing is really free.
Mm. David, is there a way to go backwards, right? Is there a way for me to track who has my data? Other than, for example, with FaceApp, like, can I somehow find out if my information goes somewhere? I don't know if this question, if I'm wording it properly, but you know how where it goes and what goes where. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they're using it for they're selling it to advertisers. Other than me seeing, let's say, a car ad, you know, from my town or whatever, just because they know where I live, can I find out where my data goes?
So with FaceApp and regarding your photos, it says that it only keeps those photos online for a few days, up to 48 hours. And you can actually, you're supposed to be able to request to have your information removed, but there's no way for you or I, individual users, to verify that that's been done. So the other side of that is the other information that's been shared with targeted advertising mm-hmm. folks, its fate is a lot less clear. What's shared and what isn't shared is not clear. And in fact, once it's in the hands of other companies, we can't have it taken back. We can't get it back.
Okay.
They sold that data.
Oof.
David Snell, Act Smart IT. David, where can people go to find out more?
You can go to the website, actsmartit.com, click on my blog link, go to 959wat.com, and follow Rob and Lisa.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.